lovely start to Palm Sunday. Welcome to worship. It is so good to see you here, and I'm so thankful we didn't get that anticipated snowfall for Sunday morning. And so it's a beautiful day. We might get it later this afternoon, but keep that in mind if you go somewhere later. So good to see you, and happy Palm Sunday. I know we're going to have announcements, but I want to tell people that when we sing All Glory, Laud, and Honor, we're going to do it the traditional way, marching around and waving our palm trees. Is that traditional, or is it Tammy traditional? Okay. There are differences. Let's center ourselves for worship with these words. Ride on, King Jesus. Ride with passion and compassion. Ride in triumph and joy. Ride in humility and gentleness. Ride with us as we travel the journey with you. We do have some announcements. Dawn will share.
Good morning, everyone. Lots and lots of announcements, and we're a very busy church all the time, but this week in particular. So just a reminder that we will be doing two April Alive services on April 3rd and 17th on Wednesday evenings, and then that will be it for this year, and the summer will be off, and we'll start again in the fall. Our spring fling meal, church meal, is going to be coming up in a couple of weeks on April 7th. We do have sign-up sheets out on the ledge by the door, so please, if you haven't had a chance to sign up yet, please go ahead and get signed up to either bring a dessert or a casserole or a salad. We've got several people signed up, but we need more. So, and then we also have tickets available if you want to either buy tickets for yourself, that's great, or if you want to take them out and sell them before the meal, that would be even better. So keep that in mind. Easter worship services, as you can see, we have Monday, Thursday at 7 p.m., Good Friday at 7 p.m., and then Easter sunrise service at 6:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. There will also be an ecumenical service at Lutheran Church of Peace at 7 o'clock on Good Friday. So,
at noon.
I'm sorry. 7 o'clock is here. Noon is at the other church. So keep that in mind. We will be starting on Tuesday our Quilting and Crafting for Christ projects, and so I've had several people say, so what all are we going to be doing? If you're saying, I don't know how to sew, that's okay. We're stamping cards for the families that we're going to be giving quilts to. We're making lap quilts for a variety of children, both for our adopted families and for family advocates. We're going to be making little dresses and shirts. There's knitting, there's crocheting. So there's all sorts of things that are going to be available for quilting and crafting. And on top of that, we're also going to be asking for donations. So if you've got, I've had several people say, I've got lots of different material, thread, anything, yarn, bring it all. It'll be fine. We'll find a use for it. So feel free to bring it in, and we will be starting that on Tuesday from 3 to 6. We will be in Fellowship Hall this coming Tuesday, but there's some Tuesdays where we'll have to be up in the Wesley Room because there's something going on in Fellowship Hall. So just if we're not down in Fellowship Hall, just come on up, and I'm sure we'll be up here. So I hope to see a lot of you there, and we're looking forward to that. Today is our deadline for our Easter egg project. So hopefully you brought these in today to put in the basket out there, and we'll be giving those to the families this week. If you didn't bring it with you today, you can still bring it in tomorrow. So keep that in mind. We just want to make sure that we get as many of them back as possible so that we can get them to the families that we have. And we have 12 families this year. Mission trip 2024 is going to be in July, and we do have an item in the bulletin here for you to invest in our youth. So being a mission trip shareholder is a possibility, and you can just write a check out and put that in the offering plate today. I will be selling Scripps cards after church today, so if you're interested in getting Scripps cards, feel free to do that. And then we do have our scholarships available. April 1st is the deadline for the United Methodist Foundation Scholarship, and then our Wesley Foundation Scholarship, the deadline is July 1st, so you've got some time on that one. But the other one will be coming up very quickly. So I think that's it, but you hopefully are all getting the Friday updates, and I'm hoping that you're reading those because there's lots and lots of stuff happening in the church now and on an ongoing basis. So thank you very much. And please rise for our next song.
More participation than I expected. Thank you. That was fun. I was reading online and somebody said that their church would go down Main Street singing All Glory, Laud, and Honor. And I thought, without accompaniment? I don't know if I could do that. All right, please join me in our call to worship. In joy we gather this day. In remembrance we gather this day. In festive celebration and quiet reflection we gather to worship and pray. Let us pray together. Jesus, you have walked this road with us many times. Guide our steps and keep us close. Inspire our worship with your loving presence and work in our lives that your spirit may flow through our lives as we seek to help others walk the journey with you. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Be the face of love for your neighbor. Share smiles of compassion and words of peace as we greet one another this day. The peace of Christ be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I have the children come up? Big kids can come too. Good morning. Are you awake this morning? No? A little bit, maybe? All right. I want you to think what it's like in fall. It's kind of temperatures like this outside, right? A little bit cool. And it's a Saturday morning in September. What do we have on Saturday mornings in September in Platteville and in Belmont?
The farmer's market?
We do have the farmer's market. Come closer. You're so far away. What else do we have? What might we have that would be on Main Street or on Main Street in Belmont? We do another one in October. Oh, I heard someone in the audience say it. What do we do? Parades. And what do we have at parades?
Floats.
What else?
People.
If your band director was here, what would he say?
A band.
There we go. We have marching bands. That's my favorite part. And do we have people sometimes waving flags? Yeah. Do we have people throwing candy? Do we sometimes have people who are wearing crowns? Like they might be royalty for either the Belmont Fair or for Alice in Dairyland or anything like that, or our Dairy Days princesses. Do we have people that are very important? And do they walk in the parade? What do?
Stand in cars.
Yep. They either stand or they ride in like a fancy car. They get those convertibles, right? They get to wear their nice, exciting finery. Well, 2,000 years ago, there was a parade in Jerusalem. And who was at that parade?
Jesus.
Jesus. Did Jesus ride in on a convertible? No. Did he wear a crown? Did he throw candy? No. It was a different kind of parade, wasn't it? We didn't have a band. I mean, I don't think there was a band. There might have been music, but I don't think there was a band. There certainly weren't flags twirling, right? But he came in and he was riding on a donkey. Now, is a donkey like super king-like? No, not so much. It's very humble, isn't it? Because even though Jesus was king, he was humble. So today, we're celebrating his entry into Jerusalem. And what did people wave when they came into Jerusalem? We just did it. They waved their palm branches. And they were very happy. And they were excited. And they were yelling, Hosanna. And then what happened during the week? Do you know what happened during the week? So he came in on Sunday. And they were all very excited. And then what happened by the end of the week? They did the Last Supper, and he was crucified. And then what comes after that? That's next Sunday. Easter. So we're starting this week way up high. We're celebrating. We had a big parade. We're having amazing times. And our week goes down a little bit. And then are we going to come back next Sunday and celebrate again? Yeah. Aren't you glad that when we have parades, we get to celebrate and then celebrate? And then celebrate. Yeah, that's the kind of parade I like. But this is a pretty important parade that we're remembering today. Right? Will you say a prayer with me? Dear Jesus, our voices join with the voices of the people in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. Hosanna! Celebrating your entry into Jerusalem, cheering and waving palm branches. We know that the week might be sad as we look ahead, but we can't wait until next Sunday. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And all God's children said,
Amen.
All right, you can grab a snack.
I know. So this morning we have an opportunity to pray with and for one another as we are united by Christ. So as you have a joy or concern, I ask that you raise your hand. Sarah will come running to you with the microphone. Speak your name into the phone so the people at home can know who is praying for who. And lift up your prayer. I'll follow it with a short prayer. Close it with, Lord, in your mercy, and I ask that you respond. Hear our prayers.
My name's Nancy Ziegenfuss, and my joy is that we have the Bell Choir with us today, and we're so fortunate in this church to have such wonderful music and such talented people. I thank you all.
Hard to pray for the regular choir when I'm in it, but you know, we'll just do it. Thank you for beautiful music. So Lord Jesus, we're here today, and one of the things that we are thankful for is the beautiful music that we have while we worship, from the piano player and organist to the bells to the choir singing. We pray that through music that your word is also heard and felt. There's something about music that touches our soul, and Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, in your mercy. Other joys or concerns this morning? I'm going to lift up Jan Holloway because she is in Oklahoma with her sister Margaret, who was placed on palliative care. And so during this time she's going to be spending with her family, we pray that you lift, I'll just pray, Lord, lift Jan and her family, with Margaret and her other family members, that they feel your comfort and your care in this time that they have together. May this be a sacred time of memories and of feeling your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I should have said, Lord, in your mercy, so thank you.
Elizabeth Dewar. And we need prayers for all the people in all the war-torn countries all over the world. We need to pray for all of them.
Lord, we lift up all the war-torn countries. We lift up their leaders, the rulers. We pray for peace, Lord. We also pray for food for those who are hungry, and we pray for clothing for those who are cold and shelter for those who have none. Lord, we know that in the world this day is difficult because there are so many different circumstances going on that lead people to feel fearful for their very lives. And Lord, we pray overwhelmingly for a sense of peace and for real peace to be on this planet. Lord, in your mercy.
I'd like to thank everyone who brought back their eggs and who have donated towards the adopted families. As I mentioned earlier, we do have 12 families that were supporting this Easter, and we know how important these donations are to them. You still have an opportunity to bring eggs in tomorrow, and you can also continue to contribute towards the food that we will be sending them.
Lord, we thank you for all the support we have had for our adopted families, and we pray that they have a beautiful and wonderful Easter. And we hope that our contribution towards that just makes their day a little bit easier. Lord, in your mercy. Yeah. Other joys or concerns this morning? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, as we have went through this week, we have heard of more mass shootings. We have heard of conflict around the world. And yet we come today and we raise our palms and we sing all glory, laud, and honor because, Lord, we truly believe that you are in charge. So when we ask for peace, it isn't a vain and fruitless request. We are praying that it will be fruit-filled, that something will happen, that the world will change, that you will make a difference, that we will make a difference, And sometimes our differences start out small with our neighbors, with our family, with our friends. But Lord, allow us to encounter others during this week. Allow us to share the joy that is Easter. Allow us to celebrate with them, to allow them to come with us and worship together, to feel that love that you have for all people. Lord, we thank you for your abiding presence in our lives, even in the midst of turmoil and grief. And now with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Invite the choir, both choirs, to come forward.
Thank you.
Today's first scriptures are from Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Our second reading is from Mark 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly.' They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, 'What are you doing untying that colt?' They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven!' Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12." So ends the reading. This week I was preparing for this sermon and I came across a joke, and sometimes when I do, I want to share them. It was a Palm Sunday joke, kind of. So this little boy was sick on Palm Sunday and ended up staying home from worship. And his dad came home, and his dad had a palm branch in his hand, and his son said, "Dad, what's that?" And he said, "It's a palm branch." And he said, "Well, why do you have a palm branch?" "Because when Jesus came, we waved the palm branches." He said, "Sure. The one Sunday I'm sick, Jesus came." I know, it was cute, wasn't it? I don't often find appropriate jokes that go with the sermon. But Jesus came that day, and they were gathered. But before they were gathered, they had to go get that colt. They spend 7 verses talking about this process to get this colt. They have to go and get this young colt that's never been ridden and bring it. They have to explain to them why they're taking it, because the Lord wants it. Yeah, I don't know about you, but, you know, if somebody said, "The Lord wants your dog," I'd be like, "Yeah, who? What Lord? Which one?" Maybe they must have known, right? You think this was part of a plan that Jesus knew that he was going to do? They knew where to go. They knew what to find. And then he promised that he would bring it back to them later. And so they're coming into town, and I love this picture. I don't know if you can see it real clearly, but the people are smiling, and one almost looks like she's giggling. And I've seen donkeys before, right? And a colt of a donkey is not very big. So Jesus is riding this colt of a donkey. I imagine his feet almost touch the ground. Can you picture that? Coming in humble. Part of it is, in Zechariah, it said this would happen, so this is prophesied. Also part of it is when they're talking about the Lord coming again, often they talk about the house of David. David also used to ride a colt. That sure footing that kept him stable. It was something that was done before, and they recognize what it means, even in Mark. And so they start waving these palm branches and shouting out, Hosanna, Lord, save us. On the other side of town, a totally different parade is going on. Herod and Pilate are coming in on war chariots. You can almost hear that leather sliding together and the clinking. Sarah was talking about parades. Parades, one of the big things in most of the parades are the bands. And I wonder if there were drums that went ahead of these chariots on the other side of the town that they could kind of faintly hear as Jesus was coming. Knowing that there is these differences in leadership that are about to happen. But the crowd can be fickle, right? As all crowds are. They can be for you one moment and they can turn against you in another moment. And it happens so quickly, you hardly can see it take place. I imagine in the crowd that was welcoming him in, some of them knew people who had been healed. Some of them had been healed themselves, and some of them had no idea who this man was who was riding on the colt. I mean, there was like 2 million people in Jerusalem. Some of them must not have heard yet, maybe. But they all saw that, and they recognized the messianic implications of coming into town, riding that colt of a donkey, and what this meant for them, that he was the Messiah. Later that night, when he finally reached town, it was late and he went to the temple. And since it was late, he turned around and went back to Bethany. That week was busy. That week he went to the temple and he overturned the tables. That week he healed people. That week he told parables. And by the end of the week, there's this reading I wanted to share with you. And last year I said, if a lot of people come to my Good Friday service, I wouldn't read the full passion early. So I only have a few verses here. Because I thought 25 was pretty good for Good Friday. Now it was a custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. A crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. He says, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" Knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. How the crowds had changed. They went from loving him, lauding him, singing praises to him, to being disturbed by him, challenged by him, led by the chief priests into saying something that I'm sure later they regretted. Why does this happen? Why do we follow the crowd so fully? I mean, I'm excited when you follow the crowd, when you go to a parade and we're all cheering and we're all excited by the bands that are taking place and we're clapping as we see our own children maybe dressed up in those wool uniforms on the hottest day in July. And then we're thankful to go back to our air-conditioned cars, even though our daughter had to wait another hour. But I wonder how quickly even those crowds can turn. I've seen it happen where we can be so thankful and proud at one moment, even for school events like a parade. And then some of those same people can turn up at a board meeting and have a whole different attitude. So quickly. What do we do to stop being part of the crowd? What do we do to separate ourselves so that we don't say free Barabbas and instead say, please let us keep our Lord? How do we turn our hosannas into crucify him? What causes us to do that? These are questions that we will wrestle with this week as we go through Maundy Thursday and Good Friday before we enter into Easter Sunday, because part of the crowd pleasing and happy to see Jesus, he knew that this was a temporary thing, but he still went through that process. He fulfilled scripture. He let them know who he was. And even with all of that, the chief priest saw that he was going to change things. He was going to stir things up. Things would not be the same if Jesus was left in charge, would they? It would not be the same. And some people are okay with that, right? I'm sure there were some that were really like saying, what are they saying? We don't hear about them so much. Or maybe they weren't even present there yet. Most likely they were like Peter and scared. And the other disciples who thought if they spoke out that they too might be there next to Jesus on that cross, they too might be getting flogged. So what do we have to do to stand up for what is right? What do we have to do to stick to our own moral compass so that we don't go down that road where we might say free a murderer? Instead, we would say no. That's not right. Let Jesus be our leader. We have to watch this. One thing I know is true about life is that change comes. It always does. Things never remain exactly the same. Sometimes it's our health, sometimes it's our church, sometimes it's our jobs, but change comes, and when it does, we have to be ready to embrace that change, be ready to move forward with that change, and be ready to be excited about that change, because it will change. Sometimes you'll say, it's been this way since 1970 when the church was built. But you know what? I saw a picture from 1970 when the church was built, or pretty close to that. Things have changed even in this room. And some of the changes brought forth problems. Not everybody wanted to see the communion rail gone. Not everybody wanted to see extra lighting up front. Not everybody wanted to see all the changes that have been made within our community. But some of them have been very good. Some of them have allowed our church to grow and to thrive in ways that we never anticipated. And then when we look back, we say that change might have been good. And that change might have been bad. But what we always know is that change will come. And so I ask you today, how can we follow Jesus and accept change when it comes? My answer that I fall back on is through prayer and contemplation. You do not follow the crowd if you are taking time to pray. You are not following the crowd if you are taking time to do a devotion that morning instead of getting up and moving your feet and body and mouth in ways you never anticipated. Because during that time, you have allowed yourself to be centered. So My answer is before you react and become reactive, stop. Spend some time. Remember the harm that has come when we are reactive instead of proactive. And love one another. Sometimes when we change things, we're trying something new, and we go back to the old way. So whatever we do, if we do it in love, we will never be part of the crowd that will shout, "Crucify him." Amen? Amen. So this is a prayerful, contemplative week. Let us rise to our feet and sing together, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." Seated. Let us pray together our prayer of confession. Holy One, humble us as we come to you in prayer. Uncover the masks that obscure our vision and keep us from facing our true selves. Hold us close in our weakness that we may find the courage to lean on your grace and rest in your forgiveness. Bless us with humility, love, and mercy, that we may be merciful, humble, and loving to everyone we meet, even ourselves. Amen. Let's hear these words of assurance. God's face of love shines upon us. Christ's eyes of forgiveness gain upon our souls with mercy and compassion. The Spirit's sustenance offers us grace and hope that we may rise and walk forth in joy. And now, not because we have to, but because we are grateful, let us return to God what is ours to share. Let us joyfully offer our time, our treasures, our commitment, and our prayers. Thank you. Please join me in our offering prayer. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for your steadfast faithfulness and your humble leadership in our world. Bless the gifts we return to you now, that they may guide others to follow you and walk humbly in your ways. Amen. I have to tell you just a moment about this song. When I started ministry, one of the songs that was the one that was kind of my theme song for being a pastor was, oh no, it was I Love to Tell the Story. This is Tell Me the Stories of Jesus. But I like this too, so I read it wrong. Okay, let's sing together Tell Me the Stories of Jesus. We go in God's world and be humble and kind, one of the things we want to remember is that we should see Jesus every time we encounter another Christian. And so that would be my answer to the little boy. You see Jesus every day. Go into God's world humble and kind.
We will be faithful,
gracious, and true. Go into God's world gracious and loving. Let us be seated and hear the last song. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.